Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 11. Aspects of the Church Life Under the Government of God. Wednesday Related Verses. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 18. You shall appoint for yourself judges and officers in all your cities, which Jehovah your God is giving you, according to your tribes. And they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 8. And concerning Levi, he said, May your Thummim and Urim be with your faithful man, whom you tested at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. Verse 22. And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Verse 23. Which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18. Verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Verse 16. Because in him all things were created, in the heavens and on the earth, the visible and the invisible. Whether thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and unto him. Verse 17. And he is before all things, and all things cohere in him. Verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Colossians chapter 2, verse 19. And not holding the head, out from whom all the body, being richly supplied and knit together by means of the joints and sinews, grows with the growth of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Verse 16. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17. That the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. Suggested reading. The portions of Deuteronomy which deal with the divine government are the word of God, not merely the word of Moses. We need to study all these portions in order to know God's mind and to know what he is thinking. God knows man and man's need, condition, and situation. Therefore, whatever God speaks regarding man is the final word. The divine government among God's people is neither autocracy nor democracy, but theocracy. Theocracy is government by God according to what he is. In the church life today, we exercise neither autocracy, which is a kind of dictatorship, nor democracy, which is according to the opinion of the people. Instead, we honor God's authority as our government, and thus, the government in the church is a theocracy. Complicated cases were investigated mainly by the priest. First, the priest investigated the case by going to God and staying with God. Second, in the presence of God, the priest would consider God's holy word. Third, as Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 8 indicates, the Levitical priests had the breastplate with the Urim and Thummim, which provided instant enlightenment. Eventually, through the presence of God, the Word of God, and the Urim and Thummim, the priest would gain a clear understanding of the divine judgment, and then pass on this judgment to the presiding judge. The judge would then make a judgment according to what the priest had received from God and passed on to him. The judgment of the case, therefore, came through man, but it was of God and according to God. It was truly a matter of theocracy. The government in the church should be neither autocratic nor democratic, but theocratic. All the saints are priests, but the elders are the leading priests. As such priests, they should stay in the Lord's presence with God's holy word and with today's breastplate, the mingled spirit with Christ and the church. As they remain in the Lord's presence with the word and the mingled spirit for the church, they will receive an understanding that is according to the Lord's thought, and this will become a decision as a kind of judgment. The elders should then administrate according to this divine judgment. Thus, the elders function first as the leading priests and then as the administrators. Among the children of Israel in the Old Testament, God governed his people according to his constant speaking, as written in the law, and his instant speaking, as revealed either through the breastplate of the high priest by means of the Urim and Thummim, or through the prophets by the Spirit of God coming upon certain ones to enable them to speak God's word. Moreover, God's government was executed through some human agents, the priests and the elders, the judges, or the kings as direct administrators who worked together for God's theocracy. In the church in the New Testament, the teaching of the apostles replaces the law in God's administration, and the elders of the churches are the direct administrators who administrate according to the teaching of the apostles. In relation to the instant speaking of the Lord, all the believers in Christ, including the elders, are priests to God, having Christ as the high priest living within them, and having the Holy Spirit mingled with their regenerated human spirit to replace the function of the Urim and Thummim.